Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Illusionoid.
When we last left our hero Sam on the train, there was a bomb about to go off.
But what was happening at the North Pole? Let's find out.
Zoltar 7.
Yeah. Just came out of the ionic shower.
Yeah, I'm really focusing on your eyes.
Thank you.
All right.
I've been going over my plans.
Yes.
There's been an unexpected side effect to our many sunsets.
Yes.
With the Earth rotating so quickly, everyone on Earth is aging 5 years every 2 days.
I wouldn't know that from looking below your chin, sir.
Here, I'll put on a space towel.
I don't know why they made you anatomically correct.
Just to show you who's boss.
The bomb is a success, sir. The train has exploded as you commanded.
Oh, good. Yes, there was no way that bomb was ever not going to blow up.
Genius, sir, putting it in the bottom of a
pan. The only thing that would have stopped it would be an unusual combination of fudge and lasagna, but that probably, the chances of that happening on a train to the North Pole are what?
I could look that up.
It's probably 3-1.
Siri, hang on. Siri?
Are you still using Siri?
What can I do for you?
What are the odds of a bomb on a train with a lasagna and fudge?
Boop. 3-1.
All right.
Yeah, you see, I've made Siri obsolete. I had the answer way before her. You were looking right in my eyes. And I can also tell you where you can get a good pizza.
Can I do anything else for you?
Yeah, get Santa's pants.
I don't understand that request.
Yeah, then fuck off.
All right. Bye.
I want you to make sure this plan is coming to fruition. Have you got the smell of sunset yet?
Yeah, sunrise?
Whatever. Human terms are meaningless to me.
Well, there's a big difference. They're at the opposite ends of the day.
Well, which one did we say first?
Sunrise.
All right, do you have a smell for that?
Yes.
What?
Lilacs.
Oh, that is a lovely choice. I love the smell of lilacs.
Well, good. So we should go with it?
Yes, that will confuse the humans. And then our plan will be close to fruition. You forced that.
Is everyone okay?
I think I'm okay.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'll be to you in a minute. I have to check on this man and his child.
I got fudge in my mouth.
Sorry, that...
He was going there anyways. It's not so bad.
It's true. That fudge was traveling like a projectile at 100 kilometers an hour.
That explosion just blew the train clear in half. Luckily, our half has been blown straight to the North Pole.
Exactly.
Who are you?
The conductor. I was driving the train.
I never saw you.
I was up at the front.
He took our tickets, remember?
No, that was the ticket taker.
Oh.
I'm the conductor. I was up at the front driving the train. I'll go help that woman now. Good day.
Okay.
Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Santa!
Santa!
Well, hey there, Thad. Yep. Feel it's real.
I was supposed to sanitize that first, son.
Tug on it a little bit. There you go.
It's real. It's Santa. It's Santa. Real.
With that, here, why don't you come and sit on Santa's lap? And...
Whoa. Hold on a second there, old man. Not so fast.
What?
He's
You're
my
pantsless.
Dad.
There's been some budget cuts at the North Pole.
And... More than just budget cuts from what I can see. Yeah.
Santa's Jewish.
Uh-huh. Well, this is a twist.
I still give presents to all the good Christian boys and girls.
Whoa.
Now come on up here, Thad, and tell me what you want for Christmas.
Can I, Dad? Can I? Can
all right, all right. But just here, take this hand sanitizer and give his lap a good wipe down before you sit
down. Okay.
All right. Well, whoa. Thad, Santa got what he wanted. Okay, here you go. All right. And, dude, all right.
What the?
That's right. Sam Binary, you get back on that destroyed train and get out of here and don't keep going any further.
Santa, slow down.
No.
Slow down. By the looks of you, it seems that you're exuding fear.
No.
Someone's controlling you, making you do these things.
No.
You're not
a
guy who'd hold a knife to my son's neck.
I want Mario Kart.
Okay, look.
And a hula hoop.
Look, I don't want to hurt either of you, but you just got to leave now.
Leave now? Why? Why? What? Who's making you say these things?
I can't tell you. He'll kill me.
Thad, I brought you along for a reason. Yes, Thad. I want you to interface with Santa.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Now, what does that mean?
Thad has an unusual power. I've known it since birth. He's able to enter the minds of others.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
He can lay your mind bare like a vast landscape and like wander through it. And there he goes.
I'm doing it.
All my darkest secrets.
Tell us what you see, Thad. What's in Santa's mind?
I see a reindeer.
Yes. How many?
There's seven.
Right, good.
And one of them is wearing a collar.
Okay, is it wearing also a ball gag?
No, it's not sexual.
Okay.
Come on, give me some credit.
It's not sexual, but it's mean, and he's pulling... They're all pulling.
What are they pulling,
all
Thad?
All the reindeers are connected to...
They're connected. They're daisy chained together. What are they pulling?
They're connected to the sun!
To the sun! Oh. Thad. It's all right, Santa.
Oh, no.
I want Pokemon.
You don't understand. I'm a dead man.
You're a dead man.
Yes.
You've always been a dead man, Santa.
I guess you're right, Sam Binary.
Yeah. Am I?
Any second now.
Yeah. All right, Santa, you've fulfilled your role.
Go back to your daddy. Go back to your daddy, Thad.
Nah.
No. You really need to go back to your daddy. No. I can't be responsible for what happens to the boy.
I'm having fun.
No, it's not going to be fun in a second, I can promise you.
All right, Thad, come back over here.
All right.
We've got to make our way to the North Pole. Now we know what we know, that the reindeer have been hooked together and they're pulling the sun.
That's what I said.
Yes, exactly. I was just recapping. There's a lot going on there.
Look, now that I've got nothing left to lose, it's Zoltron 7.
Voltron 7?
Voltron, but yeah.
Zoltar? Oh, it's Zoltar 7.
Zoltar 7. Santa's really old.
Yeah.
I'm aging even faster.
Five years every minute.
Yeah, that's right. My memory's going. Take him down. Don't let him do what he's going to do. Oh.
Cyanide capsule.
I want kimchi. Can I get kimchi?
You can get kimchi. Of course you can. You're going to get plenty.
Okay, good.
It's my birthday.
Great. Perfect.
All right. Let's make our way. Look over there on the horizon. That looks like Zoltar's hideout. Let's make our way over there. Hold on to my hand. Let's go.
Speed sidewalk. Welcome to Zoltar's castle.
Thank you.
I am Zoltar's minion.
I am Sam Binary.
I'm Thad.
I'm Jimmy. Thad.
New name. Trying it out.
Yeah. What do you think?
Thad?
Yeah.
Sounds like a strong guy's name, I guess.
Yeah, there you go,
that's
huh?
Kind of like from Finland.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like one of those T's that has like a mark over top of it. Yeah.
What?
Only in Finland do they have that. Yeah.
All right.
That's German.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm 7.
You're a prodigy is what you are. All right. So let us in.
He's been waiting for you.
Well, we've been waiting for him.
Well, how's that possible? You came here.
All right. Seeing if I could work some mind juju on you there. Obviously,
you guys have kimchi?
Kimchi?
Yeah, I want kimchi.
Yeah, we have kimchi.
What is kimchi?
It's a broken down cabbage.
It's cabbage.
It's eating itself and the vinegar involved. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not like mochi, is it?
I don't know what mochi is.
Mochi is that compressed rice cake that you...
Behold, the doors are open.
Ah. It's just as you described that. It's a vast land... There, over in the corner. All the reindeer, daisy-chained together.
Name them, Dad.
Dasher.
Help me.
Listen, one of them can speak.
Help me.
The one with the collar.
I'm choking in a collar. We're towing the sun.
Behold, the reindeers are towing the sun.
We're making it always.
We already knew that.
Sunset.
Yeah. But what you don't know is the sunset will never smell the same again.
It's gonna smell different. About?
Listen to me. There's not much time.
What?
The sunset will never smell the same again.
What are you?
We gotta do something. Lilac.
You guys, whisper in my chamber.
Voltar.
Clamped around my neck.
Yes, and now a wedgie.
Oh, wedgie up to my neck.
Cruel.
Cruel, yes, but even I was put off by Santa biting into a cyanide capsule. Man, that even took me by surprise.
Think, Zoltar. Think about your initial protocols, the conditions that were set when you were created.
Yes.
The seventh of your kind.
Well, first of all, I've now changed my name from Zoltar. No one's getting it right. I am now Timothy III.
Timothy III? Timothy III.
Oh, I could not do this by myself.
Is this the guy that drove the train?
Yeah. What?
This is the guy that drove the train?
No. This is Zoltar, or Timothy III.
Usually we don't allow monkeys in here.
Ouch.
Sam, it's me, the guy from the train.
Nathan Fillion?
Yes. Remember the 14th law of robotics.
Right. The 14th law.
Robots can't eat oatmeal.
Right. Thank you.
Who are you talking to, Dad?
Oh, it's kind of a ghostly, misty apparition over there. Hey,
yeah?
Dad.
Yeah, Dad.
Turn around.
Okay.
Let me get in your backpack there. Hey, Zoltar. Oh,
what is that? Aroma, it's hitting my olfactory senses.
Yeah, it's brown sugar. That's
no,
right.
Like the smell of lilacs.
Some cranberries in there, yeah.
I can't.
It's just been freshly pureed. That's right.
Oh, is that cranberries?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just amazing.
Hey, they got a pinball machine.
Yeah, there you go. Timothy III. Not so big now, huh?
No.
I'm gonna reset you. Turn around.
Oh, this is the fourth time this week.
Do I have to watch this?
Yeah, you gotta get up right up close to watch this one. Oh, let this be a lesson to you. Ooh. I wasn't even close. Hey, you know what? It's my birthday.
I have something for you. Your oatmeal has opened my eyes and heart, if I had one.
Yes.
Here.
What is it?
A journal.
A journal? So this is the... Wow, the documentation of your life. All the feelings and emotions you've ever had.
And, of course, the history of Quakerism.
Ah, there it is. Right. My old friend, Carlton Fisk. He would have loved this.
He's not your friend.
The next day at Sam's office.
Oh, Janie.
Hello, Sam.
Hey, what's on the agenda for today? Anything?
I'm sorry, Sam. Can you repeat the question?
Simple command, Janie. I was just asking if there's anything on the agenda, on the schedule.
Sam, I don't I don't feel well.
She can't answer you, Sam.
Carlton.
That's right. For I'm the one who programmed Timothy 3 in the first place.
You!
To make the Earth hate robots.
What? There's a scratching, snuffling at the door.
Someone check the peephole!
It's a man. It's nondescript.
Yes. Good! Exactly the man I asked for. Enter!
Hey, hello, hello. I just wanted to apologize for wrongly delivering that delivery yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I still got that right
totally,
here.
It totally wasn't necessary. I'll take it back.
No, hold on a second. It's addressed to me.
Oh.
Yeah, still wrapped.
You haven't opened it yet?
No, I haven't.
All right, my work's done here.
Carlton, let's, before this goes any further, give me one last request.
All right.
Open up this package here that's addressed to me.
Fine. Quakers always grant a last request. It's our downfall.
Oh, my God.
No!
The Book of Mormon.
No! Our Quaker musical was so worse.
Yes.
Well, you win this time, Sam. Right?
I sure do. And every time, Carlton, let that be a lesson to you. The world's never going to hate robots. That kind of prejudice died out with the blacks.
What? What are you saying?
I don't know.
Whoa, whoa,
what?
Whoa.
What, did I go too far?
Yeah, too far.
Fine.
I'm out of here.
Okay, see you. Ladies and gentlemen, look, a big round of applause for all our guests. Albert Howell, Tasman Rassel, Colin Mockery, Kristen Scheer, Matt Horgan, Chris New on the keys, Lee Smart, Paul Bates, Stocknar Gang, Illusionoid, thank you so much. Julie Osborne, everybody, here she comes. Thank you, Julie.
Phenomenal. Hey, so here's the big news. First of all, Josh Murray on Lights and Sound.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to do this one. That mic stand creeps me out. Guys, here's the exciting news. Did you enjoy the Illusionoid podcast? Okay. Would you be interested, perhaps, in seeing them do this again sometime? Yeah. How about, like, once a month here on a Thursday? That's right. So Illusionoid is going to be taking up a residency. They're going to have a monthly show here at the Bad Dog Comedy Theater. So watch for that at baddogtheater.com. All our information is there about classes, shows. They're losing it back there. It's great.
The Smell of Sunset, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nug Nargang. With special guests, Chris New as Blastar, King of the Negative Zone, Matt Horgan from Dad's Garage Theater in Atlanta, Georgia, Kristen Scheer from the Philly Improv Theater and the Amy and Kristen Show in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Tasvan Rassel from the Sunday Service in Vancouver, British Columbia, Albert Howell from The Devil's Advocates and The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and Colin Mockery from Being Colin Mockery. Recorded live at the Bad Dog Comedy Theater, August 15th, 2014, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid is starting a monthly residence at the new Bad Dog Comedy Theater. We'll be announcing our regular dates soon, so stay tuned to this podcast. Today's show is brought to you by the Bad Dog Theater Company. For over 30 years, the award-winning Bad Dog Theater Company has specialized in the art of unscripted comedy. For news, showtimes, or information on how you can take classes, go to baddogtheater.com. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.